This is Winning Streak, and I'm your host, Kenneth Salazar. I'm here with
Fernando Moreno,
and we're going to be interviewing him about his tennis and how it's been going so far. So, how did you get involved with tennis?
Well, I remember back in middle school, I wanted to like play a sport so bad, just because why not? You know, I wanted to be involved in something. You know, I thought about many sports, and I thought of basketball, you know, kind of had like a height advantage. And let's just say I'm not really good at basketball. I'm not a good shooter. I can't dribble. So I was like, no, I can't play basketball. And in football, I was really interested in football, but my mom was like concerned I would like get any injuries, anything that would like hurt me. So she just like said no for now, but I really wanted to be involved in something. And then I had PE in like the same class period that tennis had a class. So I ended up talking to the coach and we ended up switching me into tennis, and I tried it out. I ended up liking it. And then I played tennis. I practiced tennis for like 3 years. I played like one or two tournaments, seventh and eighth grade. And I got into high school and I loved it. I fell in love with it. Varsity tennis is like so much different than it is in middle school tennis.
Much more competitive.
Yeah, much more competitive. You meet better people. Like, it's like a great experience. Yeah.
Nice, nice. So what's your favorite thing about the sport?
Well, one of my favorite things about the tennis is like, one of my favorite things about the sport is that it's a sport that you can play competitively for like the rest of your life. Like, not many sports do that. Like, you can, yes, you can play basketball competitively, volleyball, football, but it's just not the same as tennis, in my opinion, because you can play with anyone, any age, whether it's a girl or a boy. You know, there's many levels, there's a big community in the whole world. Like, it's such a great sport to play. You meet new people, make new friends. Like myself, I met people from other high schools, knowing more about others, you know, learning more about others, stuff like that. But yeah, it's a sport that you can play for like the rest of your life. It's such a great sport. Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. So what has your high school journey looked so far on the tennis court?
Well, when I was a freshman, I struggled a lot because it was my first year in varsity and I was not really good. Let's just say that. I guess I was not terrible, but I wasn't the best either. Like, my footwork lacked a lot. My serves lacked a lot. My forehands, backhands lacked a lot. I had no control on the ball. I could keep a rally every now and then, but I was not the best. And then what my journey looked like is I worked a lot for what I achieved so far right now. I did a lot of running, practiced my serves a lot throughout the years. I practiced my swings, everything like that. I got a couple of injuries, but, you know, we overcome those, but it's fine. You know, other than that, it's great so far. I met new people that I didn't think I would ever meet. Yeah.
What a journey.
Yeah, there's not much to say about it. Yeah.
And you still have your senior year to...
Yeah, I still have my senior year.
And I've heard that that's one of, like, the best years for most tennis players, the senior year, because you have all the knowledge from the past years and all that.
Well, I can kind of agree with that. I step into that court, I feel confident I'm going to win. I feel confident about my game. You know, I feel like I know what I'm doing. You know, we make a few mistakes every now and then, but that's fine. We're here to learn, you know. We're here to have fun. You know, we love the competitiveness, but overall, I really like having fun in this sport. But yeah, senior year definitely feels a lot different than my junior year. Sophomore year, freshman year, yeah, for sure.
A lot more fun.
Yeah, really fun.
So what are your expectations for the fall tennis season?
My expectations is to see, like, you know, we got a lot of freshmen this year. I just want them to learn the game. I want them to, like, you know, get better knowledge of how to make better shots, how to serve better. But for myself, I guess you could say I just expect to, like, go on the court with the best attitude I can, you know. You know, my expectations for myself is to go out there, have fun, you know, not let my emotions take control of the game. And overall, spend time in doubles with my brother, because me and him, we be catching those doves, you know. Me and him having fun out there.
And you have a twin, right?
Yeah, twin Raimundo, yeah.
That's nice. To elaborate more on that, what are your expectations for the spring?
Spring, yeah. Yeah, spring is a little different than team tennis in fall. Team tennis is like the first school to get to 10 wins overall, wins the whole thing. Yes, like, for example, I can probably in team tennis, fall, which is fall, I can win both of my matches, but as a school, we can still lose. But overall, my expectations for spring is, oh yeah, spring is basically tournaments. Like, you either play singles or doubles for like the rest of the season. you know, when I was a freshman, I played singles. They didn't go so great, but I got one medal, which, I mean, I'm really happy about. I still have it at home. And then my sophomore year, I played doubles. I wasn't so good of a doubles player. That year was kind of an experimental year, I guess I could say like that. Yeah, I tried a lot of new things out of my sophomore year. And then my junior year, I played singles. I got through a lot of semifinals. Sadly, lost that semifinal. And then we played for third place matches. Sadly, I lost those third place matches. But it's okay. We learn from our past matches. And well, my expectations for this spring is that I can hopefully make it to a final. You know, last year I made it to a lot of semifinals. I reached my goal. That was like my goal from last year. And then this year I maybe reach finals and a lot of finals and tournaments and hopefully win those. If not, I think second place sounds good to me. Overall, I want to have fun, meet new people, you know, get the best out of it. My last year. Yeah, that's sort of like my expectations for spring tennis.
Well, you have a lot to work for.
Oh, yeah, I do, yeah.
So to speak more on the experimental stuff you did, how would you describe your play style?
My play style? Well, it's kind of a good question, actually, because I kind of have like an overall play style. You see me play from the baseline. You'll see me do a serve plus one, which is basically serving out wide or doing some kind of serve where your opponent struggles to get the ball, barely taps it in, and you just put it away. I try doing those as much as I can because it's like the easiest points. If not, my best game against schools or any player is just consistency, because I think consistency just beats anything, really. But my play style is like, it's such a good question. It's such a tough question to answer. But play style wise, I'll say I'm more of a baseline player than I am a net or anything like that. But yeah, I basically can do almost a lot. I can do a lot of play styles. I can be a pusher. I can be a moon baller. But consistency is just the best game out there, honestly. But I try playing from the baseline a lot, because that's where everyone makes a lot of mistakes too.
So how would you say you model yourself after a professional, or is there a professional that you model yourself after?
Well, there is a lot of professionals I look up after, but I wouldn't say I model myself to them, because their journey is like a lot different than what my journey can look like through high school tennis. You know, these players went through a lot more than I am going through. But if you mean like look up to any players, I look up to like two or three of them. One of them is a Spaniard player, Rafael Nadal. He is probably one of the best players out there in men. And I have another one. His name is Carlos Alcaraz, another Spaniard. I look up to him because of like how much he has achieved for someone that is that young. You know, there's other players that of course have achieved something like that, but the amount of time he spent in court, the amount of time he's been out there for the things he achieved, it's just amazing. I look up to him a lot. And then another player I look up to a lot would be Roger Federer. The thing I like about him is that his play style is just so elegant. Like, just, I enjoy watching him play, even though he already retired like last year on the Laver Cup. I like watching him. Some like highlights and stuff like that. You know, it's really nice watching him play. The elegance in his play style, the effortlessly shots that he makes, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. Really good tennis.
So to prepare and stuff like that, like what type of workouts do you do for tennis?
For tennis, well, I do work out, but sometimes I don't like aim for just tennis workouts. But if I were to aim or do something for just tennis related stuff, I usually like to train shoulders a lot. I like to train my footwork, my legs. You know, that's like really important in tennis. Your shoulders, footwork, your core. Your core gives you endurance. And I guess I could say shoulders like prevent you from getting injuries. You always want to warm up before going into the courts, stuff like that, to prevent any injuries too. And footwork is probably the most important thing in tennis. Like, yes, you can have a good backhand, a good forehand, a good serve, good volleys, but it doesn't matter if you don't have any footwork, because that's where like all the power comes from. It's not just by swinging, it's from your feet, right? Because you need to like channel that energy from your legs to the swing. It's kind of like physics-wise, I guess you could say that.
Yeah, from the ground up.
From the ground up, yeah, for sure.
Okay, and do you plan to continue playing tennis even after high school?
Well, yeah, I feel like playing somewhere, like not for the school, but in a club tennis. You know what I'm talking about? Like
the soccer clubs and
like a soccer club, stuff like that. Yeah. If I'm going to college, which is what I'm thinking about right now, I'm thinking of going somewhere and probably join like a club or something. Yeah. Cause you know, I'm trying to go out there, have fun. I think my competitive days one day will be over, but
till then,
right now I'm just having fun, and I will have fun later on. Cause you know, tennis is a sport you can still play for many years and play the same as always. But yeah, as of right now, I'm thinking of just some club tennis in college, and probably every now and then play some tournaments just for fun. Other than that, yeah, that's about it.
Yeah, you could still even play it afterwards. You see those old people on the court just going absolutely crazy.
Well, yeah, there's the Victoria Tennis Association gathers like once a month every now and then, right? Bro, you see them like 60-year-olds playing out there, bro. Like they're it's insane. They're really good.
They'll wipe you.
Yeah, they could probably wipe me, but at the same time, I don't let that slide. So I gotta you know, put it back. You know,
gotta show them what's new.
Gotta show them what's new for sure.
What advice do you have for younger athletes who want to develop their skills in tennis?
Well, my number one advice is listen to your coaches, for sure. A lot of people like are really arrogant. A lot of people that I met, they never listened, and they stay the same or gotten worse. My best advice is to, listen to your coaches. You want to work on your footwork a lot. I think footwork is one of the most important things to do first. You know, hand-eye coordination. So you want to like practice that a lot. Yeah. And once you get all this stuff done, you can for sure start into practicing your forehands, practicing your backhands, serves, volleys. But I will also say don't overdo it, because overdoing it not only will it make you injured, but it would also like feel meaningless, because you know, you want to take it slow. You don't want to go fast. Some people want to improve fast, which is, I mean, it's a good thing you want to improve, be competitive for the younger athletes. But you gotta remember, not everyone's journey is the same. You need to take your time with what you're doing. If you need a whole month to focus on a single thing, like your footwork, forehand, you know, etc., go ahead and take like a whole month. But what matters is that you take your time, have fun, enjoy the process, trust the process, you know?
Yeah, many people don't trust the process and try to rush everything.
Yeah, they try to rush everything in. Or they just like feel stressed that they're seeing no process. Like you just gotta take it slow, take it fast, but do what's best for your play style, your game, you know?
And then the process is a process. Yeah. It takes time.
It will take time for sure.
Well, thank you for your time. This has been Winning Streak with your host, Kenneth Salazar. Bye-bye.